Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Life Next Door.
What's up, Mark? What's goody, man? What's good, bro?
What's up, bro?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
Cool, man.
Niggas know your voice.
I like this little
voice of the young people.
The voice of the young people. This nigga, little mama now.
he was before.
Crying.
He was before that. Gaudy God.
Yeah, y'all know who it is, and you know why we here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is Guys Next Door. You see what it is.
You already know where to find us. All podcast streaming, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen. Like, subscribe, comment, good comments, please, because we're just children and we need to know that you care.
If you send bad comments, I promise you, we're going to be on your heads.
I'm going to call you out.
We might put you on the summer screen.
It's not anonymous. It's
quiet.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. We don't play those games. If you ain't got something to say like your family says, don't say shit at all.
Nothing,
unless
nothing
you want to get popped in your mouth. Don't play with us. But welcome back, of course, to another week of Guys Next Door.
Yep.
We are here with the legend in his own right. My man, Mark My Words. Some may see him everywhere around Brooklyn, uptown, downtown, around town.
Switzerland.
He's very gone indeed. He came here good four zone. I know that's his favorite Jordan is a four. That's my guy. I know what's going on. It might not be those, but I know this favorite Jordan is a four. Don't matter where you catch him. He's always got that's a good babe garment. I see his nice button up. All right.
Damn.
He's got a Supreme shirt.
With the Supreme.
Good belt.
With
bro.
The God. Upgrade.
Is that right? He's moving. Here. What you got to say to the people? You ain't just,
what's
you know?
Up, y'all? What's up, world? How y'all doing? I'm Mark.
Yo, Mark is. If y'all know Mark, y'all know he is not a quiet individual. So you know, it's just a new stage for him. It's a new platform. We're building him up because you know I ain't gonna announce what's going on. But whenever he want to say what he got to say, he gonna say it. But absolutely welcome back. You already know what's going on. Me, Mac, Mouse will be here
shortly
at any time. I have no idea.
Yeah,
somebody's late.
Somebody cut his braids off or some shit. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Got the dog season?
Nigga be catching him. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know all that shit he be talking catches up sometimes. But now we are here. We are back.
Yeah, man.
Another Monday. Another great week ahead of us. Please keep your head up. If anything negative is happening in your mind, just keep a positive thought and everything will be good.
Yeah, man. So this week I had something on my mind that I wanted to... I see a lot of people talk about on like social media and shit.
Mm-hmm. I missed the gram.
It's crazy. It's something that I really wanted to kind of talk more to because I feel like there can be at times a double standard when it comes to this, right?
Okay.
So what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the idea of keeping your partner safe, keeping them safe. It's crazy, right? It's crazy.
Just so, shut up.
So to
don't
me.
Don't say shit. Don't put me in no shit.
keeping your partner safe. So I'll start it off like this. I'll ask everybody in here. In your words, what does it mean to keep you safe?
For me, in a relationship.
In a relationship.
For me, safety is like peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Like knowing I can go to you and I can talk to you about whatever I need to talk to you about, whether the good, the bad, the happy, or sad. And you don't, it's not that you won't take sides, because if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. True, so I expect true. That. But you'll sit there and acknowledge what I'm saying and give me the pros and the cons of what's going on. And just knowing I could go to you at any point in time and not feel like you're judging me. Like, I just want to know in a relationship that I can come to you regardless of what it is, and we can have an open conversation, whether it's whatever it is. Just to know that I can communicate with you, proper communication, and you don't deflect it and make me feel some type of way. Like, why did I even tell you this? Mm-hmm. So that's big for me when it comes to a relationship. I always say this, communication, but when safety, when it comes from a woman for me, is being able to know that I can communicate those things to you. Also, just a safe place being in my house, in my household, if we are living together. Or even if I'm just going to your house, coming to my house, like, just knowing that when I'm there, all that bullshit, like, when you leave your house is supposed to be your, like, your castle.
The safe haven.
She's supposed to be your queen. Mm-hmm. Like, when you come in there, I shouldn't have to have a headache. I shouldn't want to, when I leave, I shouldn't be happier outside than I am when I come inside. So my peace is you. And when I say, like, not like a piece, like a pawn or some shit, like, you are the queen on my chessboard. Yeah. Like, when I walk in that crib, it's like, yo, this will happen my day, babe. It wasn't what I expected, but I'm happy I could tell you because you always made me feel better about it. So that's my safety. I don't need any physical safety from my partner. I feel like I should be that physical safety net for her when it comes to that. But mentally, my safetiness should be with my woman and what I say and how she makes me feel.
What about you? How you feel? Like, when somebody says, like, when somebody says, keep me safe, what does that mean to you?
Safety mean, like, to me, loyalty and trust. So without those two things, it's over. There's no safety. I don't feel safe around you. You're not loyal. I can't trust you. You know what I mean? That's my stance on it. If you were to ask a woman that, she would probably say something else.
True.
You know?
I also feel like everybody has their own definition of safety.
Yeah.
But everybody wants to be safe in a place of where it's physical safe, like, you don't want to be in harm's way.
Of course.
Right.
And mental safe. You don't wanna have a mental breakdown based on what you can't express to your partner. So I feel like everybody's definition will be a little slightly different, but at the end of the day, nobody wants to be hurt. So how you feel about that?
For me, I agree. I think I really, really do agree. I think there is a certain, when it comes to safety in relationships, and honestly, it's not even just sexual relationships or relationships with with your significant other. This is in friendships, in business relationships. You want to be able to feel safe and comfortable in said relationship. It does come from a sense of loyalty. I think we talked about this in our non-negotiables. You know, the idea of just I can walk away and trust and understand that you have my back no matter what. Or just like you just said, you know, when I come in this house, if the world is beating up on me, I don't need you to beat up on me as well. I need that mental safety.
It's also being able to just separate yourself from the world.
Yeah.
And being with somebody who is, like, it's always a great feeling. Like, when, like, we had that conversation about, like, women in our lives that have, like, well, we brought up the marriage word and stuff like that make you that's a safe person. But it's also, like, when I look at you, like, I've been on dates before where it feels like it's just me and her in the whole spot. And there's mad people around.
That's what it's
all
real.
This commotion.
That's what it's real.
There's, you know, especially in New York or in LA, you know, sirens and this and that and pop, all type of shit. And it's like, I don't see nothing. I don't hear nothing but the person I'm with. And that's me being safe. Because when I'm not safe, even though us as New Yorkers, and we always looking around over our shoulders just to make sure everything's good, but it's more about the safety of who's around us. Yeah. I know I'm going to be good because I'm always on point. Right. But if I'm taking a female out, especially my lady, even when it comes to my friends, like women, I'm always going to make sure y'all good. So if I can be in a space where it's like, it's very so often that I can be in a space where I feel like nobody else is there. And when that does happen, your safety is just, it's just on the wall. It's like, yo, let me take this bulletproof vest off. Let me put it over here. Let me take all these bells and whistles off, and I can just be completely myself because I'm not worried about nothing, and you shouldn't be worried about nothing because I got you.
Like, you're on vacation.
Yeah, everything. Like, when you're on a beach in another country or some shit, you're not even thinking about you gonna see your man from Brooklyn walking up. You're like, what? No, I'm here. There's nothing.
Super good.
All I wanna hear is the way they say what you want to drink, what you want to eat, see my lady, mm-hmm. stand up, watch her walk down the beach with a little cheek shaking. I wanna see all that. But I don't have no worries. I don't have no like safety issues of yo. Some shit might happen, a missile might. I'm not thinking about no wild, horrific event happening. Nah, I'm thinking like, yo, we on vacation. Like, that's exactly what it is. Safety is a vacation.
So, okay. You bringing me to the next thought, to my next thought. You said previously that, you know, it's you don't feel it that often.
Mm-mm.
How about you? Do you feel, are there times and moments that you, do you feel safer outside of your house or more inside of your house? Like, I'm talking about, like, when it comes to relationships and all of that.
You know, we live in different times now. A lot of chicks not holding it down, weird stuff is being happening. That's, like, a safe place to just go to a girl crib you don't know like that. That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know me, I'm paranoid, so I wouldn't just jump out there for nothing like that. Think with my head, not that head.
Uh-huh.
For real, I wouldn't think like that, but it happens often. It happens. Guys fall to it.
Of course.
But yeah. I would be safe in my crib. I'd rather you come to my crib.
Absolutely. Yo, so.
Or does, hotels.
Or hotels. Shout out to hotels.
Mm. yes and no.
Yes, yes and
you
no.
You get lined up every day.
You feel me? Facts.
I feel like I feel safe with my, like, out of the relationship part, like with my friends. Like when me mm-hmm. and my boys go out, like when we mobbing, it don't even got to be a lot of it. It'd be three of us. It could be two of us.
I'm
like
comfortable.
I'm good. Like I'm super bold. I know the people that I chill with, especially right now at my age. We not gonna shoot first and ask questions later.
Right.
We gonna analyze the situation because we all have something mm-hmm. to lose. If it gets to that point, I know everybody around me gonna hold it down.
Yep.
I'm not worried about nobody running off. I'm not worried about none. I don't have those things to worry about now because I picked my crowd and I picked my circle. Growing up, you didn't know because safety was just. We didn't think about safety. Like I say this all the time. When I was young, you know how many hoods I went through to go to tournaments and stuff? And like, but no question, yo, we got a tournament in the Bronx. We got a tournament in Brooklyn. We going to Red Hook. We doing this. I be in Red Hook every day. What do I need to be in Red Hook for? I don't have no reason over there. But I didn't, there was no fear as a child. So the safety issue was like, yo, I'm good. I'm always going to be good. But as I'm older, I wouldn't go to half the hood. What, 70, 80% of the hoods I went to when I was young, I would never walk through. For what?
I don't know. It's like when you're younger, you fearless.
You feel like you're untouchable.
Niggas walk around like they have an infinite lives, bro.
Even if niggas got in a fight or something, it's like, whatever. It was a little scuffle. But even back then, it wasn't. It was less guns and more like, yo, what up? Pop off. Like, it was more of that. Now it's like, I don't know what you got. First of all, I don't know what you got, and I don't know what you know.
Yeah. Because now, that MMA shit.
Anybody can know anything. So if I have to get to that level, like I was in a cab coming here today. I was in an Uber. And there was bumper-to-bumper traffic in like the streets, not even on the freeway and shit. And this truck who has this annoying-ass fucking horn. It wasn't like a regular horn. It was like a, like on a truck.
Yeah.
And he just kept them, but there's nowhere to go. Like we're all behind a red light. And he's just beeping. I'm like, yo. So my cab driver's getting frustrated. We get to another light. He's right behind us. He beeps again. My cab's like, what? So I look back, and it's like two like Italian dudes. Get, and they talking wild shit. Like, get. And I'm like, yo, you know what?
Not worth it.
I'm thinking in my head like, yeah, what am I going to do? Get out. Hope the cab driver can fight. No. Hopefully we
don't run off.
Or they wash me up, and it's 2-on-1, and I'm like, you know what? But I see them waiting. But you never know what a nigga day is like.
Yeah.
You never know what somebody's safety at home is like. His in the house could be just as bad as outside the house. He could hate being at home with his lady or his kids or his friends or whoever he stay with. And then when he get outside, he gonna take all that shit out on anybody. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I gotta go home.
That's a lot.
Okay, so I have a question for both of you guys. Especially because we are men. So a lot of times for men, it's more of a physical thing for us, right? Everything, the way a lot of times we equate safety and things are things for, it's funny because the way that we relate to safety comes from physicality, but the things that we need the most safe for us that we can't provide for ourselves is mental. So why... in your opinion, why do we equate the physicality to the mental of safety? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Why do you feel?
Well, I think, like I said, more physical is with females. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like as if you were raised right, even you didn't have to have a father in your home to just know that True. You need to protect our queens. Like, so when it comes from a woman, like, especially in any household they had, whoever raised them, where they learned their stuff from, it's always like, yo, make sure the man that you with protects you physically first. Before, of course, there should be, like, a mental course. Aspect and a heart and all that shit. But they want to know, like, I'm giving you my, like a parent, I'm letting my daughter leave my house right. to be with you. Why should my daughter be with you if you can't protect her the way I've protected her all the way to this age? So when it comes to females and males, it's like, me, it's like, I'm supposed to be the protector. The male's supposed to be the big, you know, the strong, like, no, don't do that to my lady. And of course, it's like, that. It wasn't a choice for us. It was just like, yo, look, take care of this. It's what you got to do.
The male always, dominant role.
Yeah, always take that. But in fact, not saying we don't need the physical. We need more than that from when it comes to a woman. The physical is not what we worried about. I'm not trying to go outside and like, yo, you going to hold me down if these niggas trying to jump me. Like, nah, that's not what I'm trying to do.
No.
But what I do need, if I go out and I get in some shit happening, I come and got a little black eye, whatever it is, or I beat somebody, whatever it is, I need to come home and be able to like, little babe, this happened and I know it shouldn't happen. Or I'm hot. You got to be able to calm me down. You got to be able to take my levels down. So I feel like on the male aspect, yeah, we need that. We need that attention, that love, that communication that a woman can give us. And on the opposite side, a woman needs that person to hold it down. Like when I go outside, I want to feel like, you know, when you give that good hug to a woman, she's like, damn, like. You really holding me. Like I love this.
Facts.
It's not what you said to me. It's not what you did for me. It's how you just simply embraced me with the power of you being a man, especially as a black man. You know how we gotta do.
That's a fact. What about you?
I just want to say, but imagine like a father. He has a baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he want to protect her. He like, damn, I got to protect her. Like, do he go out and buy the gun? Do he not go out and buy a gun? And then I look at you, Matt, because that's a question that you should answer. You feel me? Like, do I strap up?
Oh, man.
Prime coming.
We don't got
right? Somebody's going to break her heart. She's going to run in the crib. I got to deal
with
that.
It's something.
How you go about dealing with these situations?
It's going to be something. I'll tell you that. No, I think... different people grow up in different types of ways,
right?
All the time, right? You have guys who aren't used to having guns and this, that, and the third in the house. You have guys who have been around it their whole lives. So I think it all depends on the type of guy that you are and where you come from, and you have to understand the ramifications of each action, right? If you don't have a gun and you come into a situation where you needed it. You asked out, and you are literally doing the exact opposite of what you were planning to do to protect your child mm-hmm. or to protect whoever you got. Or I just seen literally just the other day, I saw a newscast of a little kid in the car with his mom's. He found his dad's gun in the family car and accidentally killed his mom's. It's like a 3-year-old kid.
He shot it that way. Mars was driving.
Yo,
oh shit.
So
it's a difficult way to process
and shit. Crazy. Even turning it around and hurting himself. It's you have to understand the ramifications of each action, right? If you do have it, what are you doing to keep? Yes, this is a weapon. This is a tool, just like anything else. What are you doing to make sure that you stay safe and you keep the people around you safe? Just like if you don't have it, okay, cool, you don't have that tool, you don't have that weapon. What are you doing to make sure, to ensure the safety of said family? So for me, I've always been a kid who grew up in the streets. That's my thing. Like I know that, I live that even before The Wire. Like you could ask, niggas know. Like I've been moving around crazy. But growing up, you know, you have a different mindset and shit, but I always, my thought process is, I know there's somebody out there who thinks worse than I do. So I always have to make sure that my mind is there right. and that I keep everybody safe the way that I need to, just in case.
Right.
It's away from everybody. Nobody ever has to look at it, see it, touch it, whatever. But I have to make sure that the family, my family, because I keep family is one of the biggest things to me. I have to make sure I'll go out myself in a blaze of glory to protect those ladies in that
as
house.
You should.
Like that's just how I am.
Yeah,
that's,
the father was out of. I don't know why he having the stash box just to have it in the car and the kids see it. What was you doing?
It's wild.
Yeah, he was out of order.
But it's like, damn if I do, damn if I don't.
Always. That's right. What.
It's like, if
always,
I have it, I got to worry about them not touching it and getting into it, but I got to hold it down. But if I don't have it, if something happens, then I don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And something happens to my child, now I feel like I'm at fault because I couldn't protect my family.
Yeah.
But I feel like that also goes back to, like, it still happens in some cultures, but more back in the day when arranged marriages.
Yeah.
It was like, yo, I raised this daughter and she's 22, healthy, no problems. She's nothing's wrong. And I did this as a father. Who are you? What's your family
What
like?
Are you going to do?
How much money are you making?
Yeah.
How are you going to protect my daughter? And then when I meet you, I got to decide whether you good enough for my daughter. It ain't even, in that word, it's like, it ain't even up to her at all.
It's not.
It's up to me on how your family is, how they raised you, how much money y'all got, how y'all going to take care of my daughter, because I know y'all going to have kids, so how you going to take care of my grandkids and all that, because I've done an amazing job building this woman
Obviously,
up.
You see her.
She's amazing. She might not even want to marry you in those situations. She don't know you from a hole in the wall. You could be a complete, which I'm pretty sure it was in a lot of those situations.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, she don't know nothing. Like, she knows you from a hole in the wall, but she's going to take that and she's gonna appreciate it. Because her father, even though, you know, I hear a lot of stories of it's not being the best situation, but she's still going to have to do it because that was your protector.
Yeah.
That was the person who raised you. So with that, it's like safety is everything in that world.
Now, relationships take work, right? A lot of us will drop anything to go help out the people that we care about. You know, we'll go out of our way to treat other people well. But how often do we actually give ourselves the same treatment? I mean, I know over the pandemic, that was one of the biggest lessons that I had to learn. How to treat myself better. What to do with myself. So this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take care of the most important relationship, the one that you have with yourself. Now, whether it's hitting the gym, making time for yourself, like with a haircut, or even trying therapy, you are your greatest asset. So invest the time and effort into yourself like you do for other people. So for anybody out there who's looking on trying to figure out how to look out for themselves or just look for better ways to feed themselves, to pour into themselves. Understand, BetterHelp is an online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anybody on camera if you don't want to. It's way more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. That's real. So why don't you give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. Now, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and all of our neighbors right now, anybody in the neighborhood can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/nextdoor. That's BETTERHELP.com/nextdoor. Peace.
You do it all without breaking a sweat. Like being a boss exec to Tuesday tennis to homework. Why do the kids have so much homework? Family dinners, lunches, brunches, trips to the vet, and a weekend getaway that's anything but a getaway. And you do it all in style. Even when you have back-to-back conference calls on top of the kids' orchestra recitals, not to mention your side hustle. That's why we created the fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. A luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish, and as versatile as it is serene. With premium features like a panoramic moonroof, ample cargo space, and available massaging front seats to bring the ease of luxury to your everyday. Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX60, designed to help you take on life and all the chaos it may come with in style. Learn more at InfinityUSA.com. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
I have a really funny, ironic story. My boy. I have a really funny, ironic story with a certain actress that we won't talk about.
Who?
No. We're not. I don't.
You're
I don't
out of that range. You're out of that range.
Yeah. Whose dad was on some like, hey, listen, if arranged marriage was still a thing, young man, I would, of you course. Would have my daughter. I'm like,
oh, sir, shit. That was wild. Sir.
Nigga offered up his daughter.
Oh, no. Is it really wild?
It's not that wild, but.
Yes, it's wild. It's not. What y'all niggas? It's not. You don't know what we're talking
it's
about.
It's still happening.
It's not. It's not wild.
It's arranged marriage.
You're talking about safety.
Is arranged,
and that's why arranged marriages used to happen because they was
no. That's not why arranged marriages. Yeah,
we're
talking.
You don't know what the concept of what
you
we're talking
said,
about was.
I don't need. You just said. I'm just going off with the word you said.
We're talking about males raising daughters and how they have to give up their safety net to people. And back in the day, and they still have arranged marriages. Not saying it's the best thing in the world, but that's what they would do. They would go find the family, and they'd be like, "Your family is this, so we respect that. The man is making this much money, we respect that. The safety net is great. These are the only reasons why I am letting you take my daughter away from me because I trust that the safety net is there."
Yeah. So that I'm glad I showed up. So
that's
we can all right. So let's put this.
Okay.
Let's put some panties on this thing.
So
right.
We're talking about the idea of keeping someone safe. Like what?
I like this.
Like yeah. Like what is this? What is that? What does that mean? So let's start. Let's bring it back, Mouse, to you. When somebody says "keep me safe," and this is.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In a platonic or of whatever type of relationship.
No, relationship. Because you told me it was just relationship.
It's, yeah. Okay. What does it mean to keep you safe?
So keep someone safe.
Platonic.
Keep
so platonic.
Not
you,
friends.
You were talking about relationship. Well, you have to start platonically, right? Like, I can't keep you safe in a relationship if I can't keep you safe platonically,
but we're
right?
But we're not talking about... We're just saying you're with... You're in a relationship with a woman.
So you said I'm already here.
You're already here.
Okay. Okay, that's a little weird for me, but okay, I'll go with it. So... What it means is, one, you have to learn that woman, right? So that that's why I said it starts platonically. I have to know her, right? It's almost like she's the ocean, right? Like, I have to know every part of her, right? I have to know, you know, I have to know which way the waves are going that day.
I don't know the ocean is the right one because we know shit about our oceans. But I hear what you're saying.
I know what you mean.
Know, I get what you're saying.
Which is why we don't know shit about our women.
That's shit going but you're never going to know the ocean because it's always going to change.
You're never going to know your woman because she's always going to change. So what's the key factor but there?
It has to be something with safety to
right,
tell
the key factor is to always be open, right? That's how you make somebody feel safe, to always be open, right? Because we talk about how much the world changes every day, right? There's a new, you know, there's a new
something
pronoun
being,
every day. There's a new identity every day.
I'm
there's a new
learning.
Sexuality every day.
True. True.
But that's important, right, Mark? That's important. What'd you say? You said that
I'm still learning.
Because you could be someone that said, nigga, 2003 is when I stopped. Binary stopped. It stopped with binary for me. You know what I mean?
I learned my lesson on Clubhouse. Shoot. I learned one of my craziest lessons.
Yeah.
Shout out to Clubhouse.
I might have been there.
I was there.
I think I was in that day. I was there that day.
It was bad. But what I'm saying is, that's how you keep someone safe. Always.
What about
be,
physically?
To be honest, women's. To be and I'm not a woman, right? There's no women standing here, but from my conversations, women think about physical safety the least when they're thinking about their partner, because the reason that's like super basic entry level. Like, if I don't feel safe around you physically, we can't even get off the first date.
But I know a lot of women that physically they man cannot protect a thing
but they don't know that.
No,
right?
No.
I was gonna say
they know.
Wait, they know they.
This leads me to my next question.
They know they man pussy.
This leads me to my next question.
Oh,
though.
No, like, I can't speak for that. I don't know.
I'm not saying, but you know, niggas, and you've seen women that have met men for a long time, and you know the dudes. Not
to I know the T. I'm not talking about nobody.
No, I know. I know what you're talking about.
And you know, you like, yo, you feel safe around, like, you know what I'm saying? Or it could be a nigga that you know got a lot of people that don't like him.
Well,
and he's not tough.
So that's what I was saying. Hold on, but this brings me to my next question. So far we've spoken about physical safety. We've spoken about mental safety. You know what we need for women to keep us safe.
Nice.
A lot of times
we spoke about that. Everyone spoke about that.
Spoke about that for a second.
Okay. Because I think that's probably the most important thing, right?
The mental safety for us. Yeah.
You can't, as a man, you'll never be able to keep anyone safe if your mental isn't safe. True. And if you're not able to identify and articulate what you need to be safe,
mm-hmm.
which is why our conversation last month about non-negotiables was so important, because we may not have made the entire episode about that, but somewhere that sparked a conversation with somebody, with some man, with someone else, and said, you know, this is my non-negotiable, mm-hmm. and this is how I feel about this, right? Like, if you're not, you can't keep anybody safe if you can't articulate what you need to feel safe.
I had a funny moment yesterday about a non-negotiable.
Uh-oh.
Mad funny. So funny. And I, Christina, I'm sorry.
I knew it was coming.
I love you. Mad funny story. We in the house. Shorty's on, you know, we joking around, playing around. Ha ha, whatever, whatever. She's like, ha ha, shut up, nigga. Suck my dick. I said, whoa. I said, hold on.
That was the first suck my dick?
Ever.
She just decided in 2020 of two.
I said, hold on.
Y'all married now. She's like,
damn,
your
life is crazy.
Hey, I said, hey, listen. I know this is new territory for you.
The record scratched?
Yeah. Music stopped.
She said, but I hear Mal say it all the time.
The breaks.
Hold on. She was just like, she was like, oh my God, but you're a New Yorker. Like, y'all say suck my dick all the time. I said, I say that if I want to fight somebody. I said, I would never say that just willy-nilly.
We don't even say that to y'all who suck our dick.
I don't. I said.
We find out. Okay, can you do the thing?
Yeah,
you did?
Can you do that. You know the thing you like thing? To do? You know, just kiss it.
Go down there real fast.
Just kiss it for me. Just one time. But I'm just, yo, niggas don't even, like, yeah, I don't, I was like, do I don't. This. I said, really just.
What'd you do? You press the pelvis up?
Ease on down the road.
Stop.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, man. I gotta show you something.
Put the hand
Yo,
up.
Yo, so, but no, it was real. I really had to be like, hey, nah. And I'm not even mad at you. Cool. You tried it. It was fun. Haha. Nah.
Wasn't fun for me.
She got upset, bro. She was like, what? I just don't understand. You're from New York. You guys say it all the... Nah. Nah.
It's like if I say, bitch, yeah. Bring me my food.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, y'all say it all the time.
Yo. Right. So my question is, right, we've spoken about mental. About to throw your fucking phone, you sick bitch. We'll talk about it in a second.
Please, because we don't have time.
Jesus Christ. fucking.
Back on subject, please.
Jerk. We've spoken about physical. We've spoken about mental. One that I feel like we haven't spoken about. That I think trumps a lot of stuff when it comes to women's safety is security, monetary security. Like, money. That will supersede a whole lot of shit. So my question is, very dangerous, leading to what he was saying. My question is, what are the other pillars of safety, or what are some of the other pillars of safety?
I think the most important one is just making sure... Right, like there could be a shit ton of pillars because
are we talking about from our perspective or from their perspective?
Just all
it's all predicated
just,
on that woman,
just,
right?
Just,
like she, one woman
people consider safety.
Like Christina is going to need a completely different level of security than, you know, whoever Ryan's dating, whoever mm-hmm. I'm dating. Like it's all predicated upon that woman, and we owe it to the woman to listen to what that is, right? But I think the main ones you guys have talked about before I got here are that's the core, right? That's the foundation, right? Can you provide financial security because they want to spend the rest of their life with you?
Yep.
Can you provide a level of mental security? Can I be my most vulnerable with you? I mean, she's going to do that regardless, but am I going to be heard, right?
Yeah,
am I going to be able to continue
yeah.
to do that? Am I going to be able to well, I guess that kind of goes hand in hand with communicate, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's all communication. And then, so I think thirdly and most importantly is physically, am I safe around you? I know you'll go fight somebody for me.
Do you?
You'll hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I know you'll go fight somebody for me because that's an extension of our ego, right? Like, I seen this movie, The Last Duel.
Yeah.
The Last Duel. And it's a movie about, you know, back in the day, in like medieval times.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like with Ben Affleck, mm-hmm. Matt Damon, and whatever. It's a really good movie, but you go see it. Medieval times, this I think he was like a duke. I don't know the English levels, yeah. Whatever. This Matt Damon's character had a wife. The guy from Star Wars, he plays like Darth Vader. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the long nose or whatever, the long hair. He rapes Matt Damon's wife. The beginning of the movie, like the first hour and a half of the movie, is just them seeing it from each point of view. When it gets to her point of view, she's like, Matt Damon's character is like, yo, I'm fighting for you. And she's like, I'm pregnant and you're about to go have a duel to the death. He's like, I'm doing it for you. She said, no, you're doing it for your ego.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, women believe that you might go fight for them, but you're going to fight for her, right? Because you fighting a nigga because he disrespected her, that's an extension of our ego. Will you fight for her when she says, he's made me uncomfortable. This situation makes me uncomfortable. I don't feel safe here. I don't feel safe in this space. Will you do things to then create a safe space for a woman? The answer to that question, a man's never going to have the answer to that question until he could do that for women platonically and outside of proximity.
So I have a question about that, right? Because I feel like a lot of times I find myself even fighting battles that usually I probably even wouldn't even think about or mm-hmm. whatever. And of course it's predicated on the way that my woman feels or mm-hmm. the way that a woman around me feels mm-hmm. or somebody that I know or love or whatever. But you bring up a good point. You have to do it either platonically or outside of your own proximity. So my question is, when you do fight those battles, is there supposed to be are you supposed to talk about it? Like, is this something that you bring up so it's like, yo, I fought this battle for you. Like, you see, I'm holding it down.
It's all about your intention.
Yeah, and it depends on how you present it.
Do you film? Do you film yourself doing good deeds? We've been out. I've seen you pay for people meals. I've seen you give money to bums. I've given a shirt off my, I've given a shirt off my back to homeless people in front of
you. As a man, this is something that you probably got to do. You shouldn't count that. But it's crazy you said that, because if you don't, or if you slip up, argument in the crib, it could go back to, oh, I see what that dude did to you. He said that to the dude in the bar, how that happened. That could backfire in your face. You feel me?
But that's not, so now you're not safe.
Yeah.
You see that? Now you're not safe. As a man, you see what I'm saying? You're not safe. She didn't create a safe space for you. You can't be vulnerable around her no more. And now the onus is on her. But as men, it starts with us.
Right. So if she ain't safe around you, you ain't safe around her.
Y'all should not be together. Get away from each other immediately.
I also feel like it's just the way you put it to the table. If you did something and she doesn't necessarily know you did it, but you saved the day,
yeah,
you could politely say something and she'll understand it. Not like, yo, I did this for you and you should thank me. Be like, yo. But she has to know what was going on. Mm-hmm. Because if she doesn't, let's say she did something.
She'll put herself in that.
She'll do it again.
Yeah.
She'll do it again. And you don't want those repetitive behaviors.
I realized that with my dad and my mom, right? Like, I realized that just growing up, like when my dad would bring us to Brooklyn, my mom, she from Long Island, born and raised. She don't go nowhere. She really from Long Island. She go to the same three to four towns in Long Island and come home. She don't be nowhere. So if she know how to maneuver in Long Island, she's fine. So when we would come out here, like we go to Old Timers Day or whatever from where he from, like she'll just bend over and just start tying her sneaker in the middle of Old Timers Day.
He's like, whoa,
niggas
whoa,
is outside.
Whoa.
My mother looked mad young. She'll bend over My dad just teaches, like, yo, take a knee.
He's like, hey.
Take a knee. Why you bending over? Like, you got to pay attention to your surroundings. He didn't, like, and I always, like, I mean, we already talked about it on this podcast, how I view my dad. Mm-hmm. But, like,
right.
Once again, just more superhero shit, more allure to him. Because he didn't berate my mom. He didn't be like, I seen other niggas in the same park do that over the years. Yo, what's up with you? And you like,
he's exactly. Harder.
But you got, but you have to say something. Right. It's just the way you communicate it. I can be right. The, yo, my nigga, like, you really gonna do this? Like, I'm not one of those niggas. And then now you look at me whole like, yo, what's up with you?
First
like,
of all, you are one insecure. Of those niggas now.
Like, you this and you that. And you might be a little bit, but it's more of the fact that it's like, yo.
I like how you said it. You might be a little bit.
There might be some insecurities behind it. But it's also like, yo, I could come to you and be like, yo, babe, like, even in a joking matter, like, you know, like, yo, babe,
yeah.
niggas around here is really, you know,
hey, baby, niggas you know is how, wild,
baby. You know how you got uh-huh. it.
So
you know you got the kid.
You know you got it.
So look,
please don't make me shoot on nobody.
I know it's mine. I know it's mine. And I have no. I know you know. But there's a lot of people that just don't be caring. So let's just
understand. All right,
boom. So would that's you date safety. A girl that flirt? Would y'all date a girl that's a heavy flirter, but it was just like Can't a common nature?
That's cheating.
That's not. I don't feel safe.
Just real nice, real justice and shit.
Because look, if she flirt with a nigga and a nigga be like, yo, boy, what's up? Now he want to fight me. Off of her just being, I
or
know
he,
niggas that
or
got
he buy into it.
Yeah, I know
he
niggas
falls
that,
into the trap.
Exactly,
right. And then
now
he on
now
her.
He on it,
and she like get off me. Now you gotta violate.
Now, yeah,
now because
you set me up.
So I don't
because now on, it's, like, baby,
it's like baby.
Because I've been in situations where it's like I've seen it happen, and she's like, yo, she told him like, yo, I got a man, and he's here, and but she's still giving a little feedback. Nah, but like, yeah, but wait for, and a nigga might take like, oh, you got a man, but you don't care. So now when it comes up. I've seen a nigga come up like, yo, didn't my lady say she told her she had a man? But in his eyes, his lady is not really flirting. He like, that didn't happen. And the other nigga looking like, yo, but she was really giving. Just let it go, bro. Just let the shit go.
I can't.
But she's walking.
To answer your question for me, I can't do it.
Yeah, no.
I can't. I don't even like my woman knowing too many people.
I've never been in a situation like that, but I understand balance.
Right.
So there has to be something that she's doing extraordinarily well.
At somewhere else.
Somewhere else to make me feel comfortable for her to be out here.
Look,
doing
I'm gonna tell you how much. I'm gonna tell you how different we are. Her doing something else extraordinarily well in other parts. Now I'm really gonna be pissed about the flirting. I'm like, bitch, cause this nigga might have this.
The way
you make a fucking souffle, now this nigga might get the souffle the way I get the souffle.
The way you be walling out in the bed.
I was trying to be a better adult, but that's exactly where my mind went. So now I'm thinking, if this bitch like sucked her best dick,
because now you think,
and now you out here regularly flirting with niggas,
you think of how she got you.
Dicks?
I'm like, he got a chance.
You spinning on other.
You think about how she got you.
Oh man,
she was flirting with you the same fucking way. But I always tell niggas, you always lose your girl the way you got her.
Yo, tell me every nigga don't think like this. You'd be like, so he got a chance? That shit'll fuck you up. You won't even ask her, but in your head, you like, this nigga got a chance. She laughed at this nigga joke.
Oh my God.
Like that laugh and that joke, God. I ain't even gonna.
And it's that simple. It's literally that simple.
I'm about to sound crazy, but this is all podcast. I already sound how I sound. all that shit I be saying, I live it. I really mean it, but understand something. I don't even like the laughter. if a nigga make a joke and he not my mans,
I mean my mans,
anybody in this room right now, if a nigga make a joke and you laugh.
That happened to me at my man Arsho, laying on Arsho. We was in Baltimore. I was cracking jokes, doing what I do. Shorty laughing mad loud. Dude said, yo, that wasn't even funny like that. Like, oh, shit, the whole got caught. I had to like,
look,
we had to start another conversation. We're trying to stop laughing.
So the Knicks,
crazy. Please.
Let's talk about this abstract over here to the side.
That's really life, crazy. Though.
Now that laughter shit, bro, that
that's
shit
life, though.
If you want to see me go from 0 to 1,000,
it ain't the nigga
be my
that's
bitch
mad
and start laughing.
It ain't the nigga that's playing mad sports that's gonna get your bitch. It's the nigga that make her laugh.
Yeah, every
and
time
you feel appreciated. Right,
shout out my boy from Staten Island, Skeet Davidson. Shout out my mans.
Yeah, he that's your man now. Now that's your man.
He's
right?
A car out.
That's your man, right? Now you riding with the cracker. Now you riding with the cracker.
He called himself Skeet.
I want to make sure
even
I say
more
that. Clown.
Say it one more time.
Clown.
Thank you.
Skeet, you a clown.
Bitch made. And I can't wait to Kanye. I hope Kanye punch that nigga next February.
I think Pico.
Make him wait for the punch.
I think Pico will come out.
February 1st.
No,
boom!
MMA.
Yo, he got he said has what? To. He has to come
Pico
out soon.
I put that nigga in a figure four leg lock.
That nigga pizza. If he do, I'm helping Kanye.
You jumping in?
You better hope I'm not
tag
around.
Tag me in, Kanye.
You think it's a fair one? As soon as Ye squabble up with him, I'm taking off.
Elon Musk going bomb your fucking
Elon
crib.
Musk on my that's Elon that's Musk on man. My side.
I'm about to say Elon
that's
is
his man.
That's his man.
Yeah.
It's Kanye's man.
That's Kanye's man.
Nah. Guess what?
That nigga taking Pete to the. He ain't taking Kanye to no fucking to space.
Yo, bro, you been off the loop. He been fucking with Ye for a minute.
Okay, so
they got the little shoot.
Listen, has Ye gone to space?
Ye got four kids.
I believe
it's a 60% chance you may never come back from space. That's not a regular trip. Ye can't take that trip.
Bro,
he got a lot of responsibilities.
But Elon can take the trip. Bill Gates can take all these dick. No,
white people are crazy. White people
Elon got two kids, bro.
He's crazy.
But his kids not even named real names, so it don't matter.
See,
yo, look what he want to do. SpaceX. He don't care about life.
Y'all don't even sound.
Hold on.
Y'all don't even sound correct.
Hold on. I got a question.
Let me tell you this from the bottom of my heart. If Elon Musk jump in, he could get it too.
Hold on.
And I love Tesla.
He's not going to jump in. A robot going to jump in and beat all y'all.
Hold on.
I can deal with that.
He's not. I fuck with him. He's not Iron Man, though.
He's
don't
not,
give him
he
that
not.
Much.
He might be. I ain't going to say that. He might be.
Like, he might be. The real Iron Man.
Till I see some shit. I need to see some shit.
I'm scared. I don't want to see
it. The fact that he said, yo, fuck all this war shit, Russia. Me and you go one-on-one.
Yeah, he wilded out.
Who he said that to?
Putin.
He
me and you,
he said,
over Putin the one.
Let's do
he
this. Says, what's goody?
Shoot the fair one. Kanye said, let's shoot the fair one.
You think Elon got a nuke?
I'm going to tell you exactly how it's going to go. Elon Musk going to show up. Putin going to show up. Elon Musk going to look like he about to get washed. And then they're going to do this. And some shit going to come flying.
Tesla man.
He's not him, God. Look, that's no.
Watch,
if he
watch.
Do that, then I'm like, yo, shit.
Yo, okay, for okay, a man to say, yo, let's nigga shoot the one.
I was seeing Elon
nigga
Musk.
Say, yo, let's shoot. Fuck all. Let's shoot the one.
Ain't no ones in 2022.
Son,
yes, it
wild.
Is. When you got that much
Tesla. When you got that much bread. When you got that much bread, there's a one. Because if it's not a one, I'm gonna be
nigga. They got enough money to keep everybody away.
Okay, look, hold on. So, okay, so let's
meet
let's,
me somewhere niggas can't
hold on, go. Hold on. Let's put a button on this real right. fast.
Because it really know, was good before I got here. I'm sorry, my apologies.
No, this
guys.
Was amazing.
I bring the bullshit.
I love it. I love it. So my last question to everybody is to end this. I don't know, and it may just be because of my own viewpoint and from what I've been seeing on social media and stuff. But if we understand all of these things as the essential pillars of what safety is for men and women, right? Because it's not just like, of course, one person needs more than the other of, mm-hmm. of certain things. But essentially, we know the three pillars. It's, mm-hmm. it's physical safety. It's the communicative safety. Mm-hmm. And it's
monetary.
Mm-hmm.
Financial.
Why do men get the short end of the stick, in your opinion?
I don't care. I don't care. It's not going to change, so why am I wasting my time trying to figure that out?
And that's not even our job. We supposed to be the breadwinners. We was born to be gods.
Is what you accept, right? Like, if you accept your position, then what are you questioning it for? Right? Like, if we do a podcast, none of the three of us have ever sat down and been like, what really is a podcast, though?
No,
and
of
like,
course.
What counts as a stream?
But I'm,
no,
talking,
show
but
that, every,
I'm talking about. But, I'm talking about when it comes to safety. What we see in a lot of relationships is, for me, or what I see.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, what we see in a lot of times in relationships, it is on the onus of a man to provide these things mm-hmm. or as safety. But
and
men,
why does
aren't
he get
given,
the short end? Yeah, because he doesn't show up for himself.
Explain. Go further.
Like we've been saying the entire time. We've been saying on this podcast for 3 years. Niggas don't know how to communicate and talk to the people that is supposed to provide them safety. We say it all the time in life. People are only going to treat you how you allow them to treat you. Mm-hmm. So if you're a nigga and you're allowing this woman to get, like, it's just simple shit. It starts off so simple. At least for me, it is. It's like, yo, who you talking to? And I seen, okay, that gets a little fiery. Yo, stop talking to me like that. No more. It's not a question. I am creating a hard boundary. Do not speak to me like that. Oh, and what happens if I do? Oh, you challenge my boundary.
Got it.
Let me show you what happens when you challenge my boundary. I don't fight back. I leave. 1 + 1 is going to equal 2.
Every time.
One minus one is going to equal you.
That was a good one.
I'm being honest.
I like that.
I'm being honest.
And on that note,
I like that. That was good.
So if you want, if men don't want to get the short end of the stick when it comes to safety anymore, show up for yourself. Do the work and learn how to properly and effectively communicate your boundaries, your non-negotiables, what you need to be safe. Do that. Until we start doing that, we can't complain about getting a short end of the stick. Because mm-hmm. you're not getting a short end of the stick. You're getting exactly what you're saying
which
you
is,
will accept.
Which is, yeah, pretty much.
Well, that was a good episode. Appreciate y'all, Tom.
Absolutely.
Make sure y'all subscribe, follow, comment, and rate. Make sure you leave a comment if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you tune into us on YouTube, youtube.com/GuysNextDoorPodcast. It's Guys Next Door Podcast, yeah. Right? And then make sure you head over to Patreon. That's 3 years. I still don't know.
It's crazy.
Guys Next Door. Make sure you head over to patreon.com/GuysNextDoorPod to become a patron. Pick up your keys today. Full length episodes. Early access to merch when it mm-hmm. drops. We got some other goodies over there. BTS footage, exclusive content.
Little bit of everything for
y'all. Little bit of everything.
Just come to the crib. Come get your keys today.
That's it. And then, yeah, make sure you follow us on Guys Next Door Pod on all social media platforms. We'll see y'all asses next Monday.
Peace!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.